No, it is quite amazing when we read the scriptures with a humble spirit. There is no end to how much God can speak to us through it. So, I felt that. I've been reading the Bible for 65 years, and I find God speaks to me through something new from passages which I'm very familiar with. I hope you have that experience too. If not, I would encourage you to please seek God, that God will give you something, even if it is. Very often I read only one or two verses sometimes nowadays. In the olden days I would read a whole chapter. Maybe some of you should read a whole chapter. But I find the important thing is not how much you read. The important thing is we must get something from the scripture every time we read, every day. I mean, that's ideal. If you get nothing in one day, it's like, look at it like one day you didn't get your salary. That disturbed you? Just one day you missed your salary. You take it as seriously as that, I believe we will go to scripture more earnestly and say, Lord, I want something from you. I mean, it will come only by meditating. You do not come by reading, I'll tell you that. Those who have the habit of reading long sections, you won't get it. Please turn with me to one of my favorite passages in this connection, Psalm 1. The book of Psalms begins with these three verses. And I believe that applies to really all of Scripture. What does it say? Blessed is the man who, not who reads, but who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night. Verse 2. In God's word, he meditates day and night, and his delight is in God's word. I mean, if you can enjoy God's word like you enjoy whatever is your favorite food, and say, delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditates day and night. See, meditation is like chewing and digesting the food we eat. You know that the food we eat and chew and put into our stomach will not strengthen us one bit if it is not digested and converted into all that we need for our body. So there's a lot of work that goes on while we're doing nothing almost on the outside, not even realizing that while we are doing all our other work, something's going on in our stomach with the food we ate. It's getting digested and broken down. I don't know all the medical terms that deal with all that, but finally it makes me strong. So meditation is like that. Reading is like eating. Say you spend 15, 20 minutes eating. Okay. And then some hours it gets digested and broken down into various things in the body. So what I read in the morning, it must be meditated on as and when I get time throughout the day. I want to encourage all of you to develop that practice. Because then it'll make you strong. I'm amazed that so many believers who read the Bible so much, but they don't seem to develop spiritually. Something is missing in their life. And I think it is meditation. So first of all, verse 1 is important. That means you stay away from anything that you know to be sin. That's another preparation to read the scriptures. If I'm not staying away, it says in verse 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, does not stand in the path of sinners, does not sit in the seat of scoffers. He stays away from sin, from those who scoff at the Bible, from wicked people, and from sinners. They're described in three categories. Those who are the advice of wicked people, and the pathway that sinners take, and those who sit and mock at the things of Scripture. Stay away from all such people. And then you spend your time delighting in God's word and meditating on it, not reading it day and night. Maybe you read it only in the morning, but meditating on it day and anytime you're awake at night. I don't know how many of you sometimes wake up at night. I think all of us have that experience sometimes. And instead of letting your mind wander here and there, think of some scripture you read in the morning. Yeah, I find I get a lot of revelation when I'm in bed, waking up. So that's a very, very important three verses. And so if you keep up that habit, you'll find that continuously, God's word is such a treasure house. It's like a mine. There are mines that people have dug for gold and diamonds and all that. They're still mining after a whole century. A whole 100 years they've been digging, and there's still gold down there. And think of that. If you read, no, none of us have read the scriptures for 100 years. I've read it for 65 years, and I find there's wealth inside it that I still haven't seen. So let me share something that came home to my heart afresh. It's not necessarily something new, but you know, it's like, don't ever say, oh, I heard that before. It's like if your wife puts, or whoever serves you food, puts a plate of whatever you like on the table for your lunch or dinner. You never say, well, we had this few times in the last 1 year. You probably had it 100 times in the last 1 year, but you still like it. We're not having a new menu in our dinner every day. Very often the food we eat, anyway, the food I eat, for example, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, almost every day is exactly the same. But it's delicious every day. It's healthy and delicious. So don't ever look at the scripture and say, well, we read that before. There's tremendous depth and wealth in it. It's like that food I eat now is going to help me today. What I ate yesterday helped me yesterday. So come to the scriptures like that. Don't ever come to the scripture saying, I know that. See, that attitude, you will not grow spiritually. You will not get anything from the Lord. When you listen to a message, even if you've heard it 10 times, say, Lord, there's something you want to tell me. That's why you're allowing me to hear that for the 11th time. There's something you want me to get. Take that attitude, and I'll tell you, you'll become, it's a humble attitude, and you'll find an abundant grace that comes into you. So, there's something here that Jesus said in John chapter 5. The last 9 verses of John chapter 5, from verse 39 onwards. I think there's a lot of riches here that I won't be able to go into the depth of it, but I would encourage you to meditate on it. First of all, verse 39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but they testify about me, and you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. So here, this is the difference between what we read in Psalm 1 and in the New Covenant. Let's compare this with what we read in Psalm 1. Psalm 1, it says, you stay away from sinners and read God's word and meditate on it day and night. And I didn't point out that one statement there, that whatever he does will prosper. Did you notice that in Psalm 1? That if you follow what it says there, your life will be so blessed that whatever you do in your life, Psalm 1 verse 3, whatever you do, you will prosper. So I took that verse very seriously. I'm sorry, I didn't point it out when you looked at that verse. When you stay away from the way of sinners and you read God's word, the promise of the Lord, and meditate on it, and obey it, the promise in Psalm 1 verse 3 is, Whatever you do will prosper. I've claimed that for my life. I said, if I'm in a profession, when I was working in the Navy, I felt that I must do excellently in whatever job I did. Every ship I worked on, in all the years I was in the Navy, I got an excellent report from my commanding officer. They always gave me top marks and put me right at the top. I was very happy to see that all I did was honor God and work faithfully. Whatever I did in those years in my secular profession, I prospered.